Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
A Florida man has been arrested after police say he threw chicken wings at his wife during an argument.
With intent to kill?
I don't know. There was definitely harm intended. Right. So this happened. Police said they responded to a disturbance call at a home in Wildwood, Florida on Sunday night. When officers arrived, they say that the victim was holding a baby and asked to be taken somewhere safe. The victim told police that the defendant and her had been arguing over the defendant having a lover.
Oh.
The victim said the defendant threw the wings at her, with some hitting her on her shoulder and under her chin.
You whore!
Officers at the scene...
I cast these chicken wings at you.
...said they saw chicken wing sauce on the victim's chin, neck, and shoulder.
You're going to want to preserve that for the court trial.
The victim said that she tried to get away from the defendant by running with her baby to a bedroom, and according to the rest affidavit, there was an audio recording of this incident. When the victim didn't open the door, police said the defendant is heard yelling, "I'm about to beat your effing ass."
Wow.
And began violently banging on the door.
Which is not the way of the chicken.
Clearly be heard on the audio recording. During questioning, officers said that Robert Francis Aduet admitted getting mad and throwing the chicken wings, but that he did not...
Chicken wings.
That he did not...
Where did we get that wrong, Kate?
He did not intend to hit the victim.
That's Tommy Boy.
That's
right?
Tommy Boy.
Oh, yeah. Chicken wings.
Chicken
wings. Tommy want wingy.
He seems so pleasant in those clips.
He also said that he went to the bedroom to get his cell phone from the victim. Arduet is charged with assault and booked into the county detention center. Approximately, Steve, get ready.
All right.
18,000 cows were killed, and one person was critically injured in an explosion at a dairy farm in the Texas Panhandle on Monday.
Preston.
Yes.
That was an utter catastrophe.
You're kidding me.
Thank you. 18,000
cows? Yeah, it's
cows?
Crazy. Yeah, that's a lot.
What's with these mass extinction events with chickens and cattle?
There's fires?
How do 18,000 cows blow up?
Well, I'll tell you. So the cows were in a holding area before...
Let's put them next to the dynamite.
Before being brought in for milking when the blast occurred at the South Fork Dairy Farm, very few cows in the holding area survived. Police said they received 8 calls just before 7:30 p.m. Monday about an explosion and fire. Callers said that some employees were trapped inside of the milking building.
You don't want to go in the milking building.
When law enforcement officials arrived at the dairy farm, they determined only a woman was trapped in the dairy building. Officers said that the trapped individual was rescued from the building and airlifted to the hospital.
It's crazy.
The speculation, according to a representative, was that probably what they call a honey badger, which is a vacuum that sucks the manure and water out, and possibly that it got overheated and probably the methane and something like that ignited and spread out and exploded.
Wow.
And then the fire. So you have methane. From all the manure.
And that device that sucks the crap out is called a honey badger?
Honey badger, yep.
Where does honey come into that?
Well, we talked about this before. And so when my sons worked at a campground, they would pump the waste out. They called the honey wagon.
That's right.
And then, Nick, you had said something about a honey...
The exact same thing. I mean, like the porta potties.
Yes.
You know, the things that empty those are called honey wagons.
So, Nick, why does it taste so good when you put it in your teeth?
You know, that's ironic.
Yeah. It's a filtration.
It's a filtration
that they go through, yeah.
Do you think, though, after the explosion, like, it actually smelled good?
I was wondering.
Like steak?
You know what?
You know?
Do you like farm smell, like manure smell occasionally now and then?
No.
I sort of do.
I do like the smell of cooking steak.
So maybe, Casey, it had to have. At some point, you had to have smelled
maybe you don't let it go to waste.
Was steak, yeah. So, all right, here's another story for you. The other day, James West was driving near his home in Alaska when something caught his eye. He lingering behind some dumpsters off of the road, West spotted a young moose. He said it was odd to see a moose there. Looking closer, it became odder still. A second glance, West noticed that something was in the moose's mouth. Unsure of what it was, he decided to stop and get a better look. He said, "I made my way closer to investigate. The closer I got, I could tell his breathing wasn't right, and he was chewing profusely. And it was at that time my heart sunk into my stomach." He realized the moose had a plastic garbage bag lodged down his throat.
Oh.
And he was struggling to breathe with that deadly obstruction. He said, "I knew immediately that he needed help, and fast."
Mouth to mouth, right?
No, he did not do mouth-to-mouth on the moose. Wild moose are known to be defensive against perceived threats getting too close, so West was cautious as he approached.
Why don't you forget the moose?
Attempting to earn the animal's trust in the process. The speed and power of a moose is unforgiving. It would only take one kick to hospitalize someone, if not kill them, West said. But he said after about 10 minutes of talking to him.
Okay, I am listening, I'm listening.
And slowly getting closer.
You're not going to hurt me?
He said he definitely.
You're not going to forget the moose for a moment?
He understood that I was not there to hurt him.
All right.
When West finally got close enough, he grabbed the trash bag.
Yeah.
That was dangling from the moose's mouth.
Okay.
And began to pull it.
All right.
And he got it out. He said it came out moderately easy.
Oh. And at the end, we had a bouquet of flowers.
Being rid of the choking plastic, the moose suddenly transformed. He said it began to get what I would only describe as excited and playful.
You're the best.
He said that.
What are you doing after this?
There was actually a point in time I was worried that he was going to try to play with me and I'd get hurt unintentionally like a big clumsy puppy.
They're so huge and so powerful. Good. So what did they eventually could become besties?
Well, and with that, it said the moose seemed to regard West as a friend. Yeah.
There we go.
Afterward, West decided to clean up other bits of trash and debris from the ground.
He went back to the site the next day, and the moose killed him.
Around the dumpster and drop him inside so that it wouldn't be a threat to other animals. And while doing so, he found a pumpkin someone had tossed out. So he gave it to the hungry moose, who gobbled it up.
That's
eagerly.
Wild.
Yeah.
Did you? I don't know if you have this in your collection of stories, Preston. You see the story about, I think it was an elk that had, it had faced off against another elk and had the ripped off head of that other elk in it.
No.
Yes.
I've not seen those.
Yeah, yes. I saw that.
Right.
It was stuck in its antlers.
Stuck in its antlers.
And there was nothing the elk that won could do about it.
To get it off.
Yes.
Don't you hate that when the head of the person you've beaten in battle is stuck to your own head?
Yeah.
It was
Preston.
It was the final retribution of the other one.
Yeah.
You know? You're going to be stuck with this now.
Yeah.
I will haunt you for the rest of your days. But eventually, he said the moose was high-spirited and happy.
I'm generally happy-go-lucky.
He said, I stayed there for about an hour watching him eat and play.
I don't like girls who wear a lot of makeup, and I enjoy hang gliding.
And I took some photos and simply felt relieved things turned out the way they did. Eventually, West departed, leaving the once-imperiled animal in a better place than he had found him.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A woman accused of threatening to kill an Alaska Airlines flight attendant was federally charged with interfering with a flight crew and members and attendants.
Did they post any sign that said you could not threaten them?
That might be a technicality.
Okay. Yeah.
Chloe Da Silva was on a flight from San Francisco to Chicago when she allegedly became disruptive on Friday. The flight said she was the flight she was on ultimately diverted to Kansas City. Because the pilot was worried for the safety of the passengers.
Well, they got into a fight over whether or not you could drive to Alaska?
Some think you can't. Da Silva allegedly...
It wasn't an argument. It was just a revelation.
Da Silva allegedly cursed at and threatened an attendant on the flight. A flight attendant and two passengers had to restrain her with zip ties.
Wow.
A mother and baby seated nearby also moved to another part of the plane because of the safety concerns. And the FAA has a zero-tolerance policy against unruly passengers. And the agency can levy large fines against passengers and refer them to the Department of Justice or the Justice Department for criminal prosecution.
I wonder if they're going to proceed. I mean, there's got to be something that they to do as far as sequestering these people from the general, you know, population aboard a flight.
They don't have a brig.
They don't have a brig.
Yeah.
I know that seems ridiculous, but it seems it's more and more in the news. They're going to have to do something.
Yep. So getting swallowed up by the gaping maw of the ground beneath one's feet is the stuff of nightmares, and it is what is happening again in the small Texas town of DeZeta. A huge sinkhole that had appeared to be stable for more than 15 years suddenly began expanding about a week ago, growing by several acres and leaving nearby residents terrified that it will take them and their homes. Video footage shows buildings, tank containers, and other structures partially submerged in water. Deep cracks in the earth emanate from the dark pool like veins running beneath empty warehouses and heavy equipment.
I saw footage, Preston. It looked like Dune. It looked like...
Yeah.
The ground just being eaten up.
Years ago, the original crater made national news after suddenly collapsing on May 8, 2008. Over 2 days, it grew from a 20-foot hole to a cavity measuring about 900 feet across and 260 feet deep.
260 yeah. feet deep. That's 26 yeah. stories.
Eventually, the community learned to live with the giant hole in the ground. They just left it there.
Yeah, it's our giant hole.
Treating it as something of a recreational area.
Hey, I'll meet you by the giant hole.
As USA Today reported, alligators have inhabited the waters and some
Dayzetta... This weekend, why not take in the giant hole?
And some Dayzetta residents fish in the sinkhole's pond-like surface.
Oh, I wouldn't fish in that.
It remained visibly unchanged until April 2nd when residents reported it had taken on several more acres. Resident Tim Priestler said, my neighbor came over and said he kept hearing popping sounds like a gunshot.
Oh, no.
We went to the backyard and there were buildings falling into it.
Wow.
He said it was like a movie. You can see cracks forming in the ground. Since then, a vacant building and several storage tanks have been consumed by the hole. The site is being investigated by multiple agencies. Working to figure out what triggered the latest collapse. Meanwhile, the Environmental Protection Agency is analyzing the contents of nearby tanks currently sitting along the edges to determine if they contain hazardous materials. The sinkhole, by the way, sits on what was once the Deloke Oil and Gas Waste Well.
Mm-hmm.
The company is no longer in operation, but storage of certain products remains on the property, which has seen a warehouse and several tanks give way to the path of the sinkhole. It's crazy. It's going to eat this town up. A Florida teacher is facing charges after she allegedly organized student fights in her classroom.
What?
She's the Don King of the school.
Angel Footman allegedly allowed students to brawl in her classroom at Griffin Middle School in Tallahassee last month as she looked on from her desk. School administrators were made aware of the fights after video showed three separate brawls in the classroom. In the videos, Footman was allegedly seen standing nearby or sitting at her desk while students were fighting. Students told the school resource deputy that Footman asked them whether they wanted to have, quote, a friendly fade before the fights began.
A friendly fade?
I have no idea what it means.
It's a haircut.
Footman would then lay out the rules by telling students not to pull hair or scream.
So there were rules.
Yeah, Footman would limit the brawls to 30 seconds and didn't allow phones during the fight. She even asked two students whether they wanted to come back during her six-period planning period to run it back.
And they used a kindergartner as a ring card girl.
The school resource deputies said that school records reveal that the fights were never reported to administrators.
Of course not.
When the investigator spoke with Footman, she admitted the fights happened in her classroom, but she denied organizing them. She told investigators that she didn't intervene because, quote, the fights all happened too fast for her to do anything. She faces four counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
So we have an explanation of a fade. It's when two people agree to fight for a little bit. Once the fight is over, the two are supposed to go back to being friends. That's a friendly fade.
A friendly fade.
Almost like a hockey fight.
Yes. Okay. I gotcha. All right. And then we'll do one more story. It's another moose story.
Oh, wow.
A moose walked into a medical building. Yes, it sounds like a setup of a joke, but it actually happened in Anchorage on Thursday.
The priest and the rabbi are right behind me.
A young moose trudging through the snow looking for a meal spotted green plants in the lobby of a medical building.
Okay. Yeah.
In the Providence, Alaska Health Park and decided to drop in for a dose of greenery.
Why don't you forget the moose?
Yes.
For a moment.
So the moose...
Listen, while I'm here, what does that look like to you?
The moose triggered the sensors on the automatic doors to the building that houses the hospital's cancer center and other medical offices, said Randy Hughes, the hospital's director of security. He said, we received a call from one of our tenants advising that a moose had just walked into the building. He believes that it's the same moose that's been hanging around campus.
Hmm.
And even though moose are commonplace in Alaska, they made an announcement over to the intercom, the moose's presence for safety concerns, he said. But it seemed like it was a magnet for people to come and see it. It's not every day you get to see a moose walking into a building, so everybody was excited to take pictures and stuff like that. On one video posted to social media, a woman wearing a mask and dressed in scrubs can be heard saying that's crazy as she walked by taking a picture. The moose was too preoccupied eating the office plants to notice the stir that he was causing.
Well, it's a good thing they were real and not plastic.
Yeah, no kidding. It would have been pissed. Yeah. You would have had a pissed off moose. Security officers formed a semicircle to corral the moose. Shoot it out of the door. One officer even grabbed a piece of the plant the moose had been eating and tried to lure it out. And they were able to get him out of there. So they got lucky that nobody got hurt.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.